You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And welcome again to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show, No Real Boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Elaine Roach, is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Wow, those guys are loud today, aren't they? While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And holy cow, after celebrating National Wine Drinking Day yesterday, we follow that up with a day that you gotta celebrate. Today is National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. Yeah, I'm ready for that one. Let me ask you this simple question. Where are you getting that great blueberry cheesecake? I am on the search for the best blueberry cheesecake. Tweet me at Ron Siegel, or you can put it right there on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Where are you getting the great cheesecake? Blueberry cheesecake, more specifically. That's what we're looking for today. Looking at the market today, I don't know if we want to. And down 20 points. Not bad after the last couple of days. Oil is up about 8 cents. 10-year Treasury is down a little bit. That means that's some good news for mortgage rates. Why is all of this happening when we start seeing that the interesting, you got to figure this out. The Dow is down. The 10-year Treasury yield is down. That means the prices of those 10-year Treasuries are up. Yet the news that comes out in the marketplace today, weekly jobless claims fell by 10,000. That's a good number, better than normal. The Commerce Department reports durable good orders jumped 3.4% in April when they were expecting a 0.5% increase. That's good. Transportation component orders increased 0.4%, and that was beating by about 30%. The National Association of Realtors reports contracts to buy previously owned homes rose 5.1%. They expected it to go 0.6%. So you get all this good news, yet the market goes down. Do you see me scratching my head? Well, if you're watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, I look like a monkey, but sometimes we do that. Why would all that be happening? Well, the fact of the matter is it probably is leading more and more strength and more conviction to the idea that maybe the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates. And if you have now we know a lot of the economists are telling us, no, they won't. But if you do have a home equity line of credit, that probably is not good news for you, raising interest rates. See, the Fed doesn't affect the 30-year mortgage rate. The Fed will affect their discount rate, which then affects prime rate. If you have a business loan, if you have a home equity line of credit, a variable rate, second mortgage, those are all going to be affected by that. And that's why I've been sharing with you, get rid of those loans if you can. Get restructured, get refinanced. Give a call to the team. They're more than willing to help you and see if it makes sense for you. That's just the thought right there. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing in the marketplace. Unbelievable. Holy cow. Have you followed any of the news lately? And I, being a political junkie, self-proclaimed, I share that with you all the time that I love watching what's going on. Sometimes it gets you ill when you see what some of these people are doing. But tradition, and it's gone. So what am I talking about? Well, historically, a sitting United States president in his lame duck session generally stays out of a lot of the political environment with the candidates. Yeah, not this time. Historically, when a sitting United States president goes onto foreign soil, he's promoting the United States of America. And not this time. Historically, when a sitting United States president is on foreign soil, those at home do not bash that president or his lack of leadership. And not this time. So we're breaking a lot of these norms, and now we're listening to what President Obama is talking about Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if you caught this news early this morning. It was announced that Mr. Trump has reached that 1,237 delegates he needs to be the candidate for the Republican Party. Some of those the delegates that can vote on their own, they can make their own choices, have reported to the Associated Press, they are voting for Mr. Trump. Why wouldn't they? There's nobody else running. So that's pretty simple. But President Obama attending the G7 summit in Japan, bashing who could very well be the next United States president. Now, the irony here is, Trump is running against nobody on the Republican side. And when you look at what's happening now on the Democrat side, we may not have a clue who he's even running against. Right? I mean, Bernie Sanders has offered to have a debate against Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's a little afraid of that. She doesn't want to have anything to do with that.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, we might have to change that soundbite according to Hillary. We probably have to elect her to figure out what she might do. Although some of us probably have a good idea of what she might do, because historically we know that she does whatever she wants. The law is irrelevant. Wait a second. No, that's not what she told us. She told us that she followed every legal rule she had to, yet the State Department Inspector General report that came out yesterday tells us there's a little bit of a different story there, that she did not follow the rules set up by the State Department, that she even went so far as to tell her subordinates, I don't want you talking about my private email server anymore, because I don't want to be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. Really? In this country, we have something like that going on? Yeah, that was Hillary. Sorry, she's every once in a while, she does show up here at the studio, especially when she doesn't like what we're talking about. But that report came out pretty damaging to her. And when she starts saying that, don't do it for the reasons, now it starts showing intent. Now, when you're talking about government secrets, you don't have to show intent. That's not part of the law. Just not safeguarding them, whether you intend to or not, that is the law, and that's going to get you in serious trouble. So if she's indicted by the FBI, who's going to run as a Democrat? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. Maybe he'll show up. But right now, Bernie Sanders, he's running around the state of confusion here. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, here's some more fun with Hillary Clinton, because she only does what she wants to do. You see, when she was having troubles in New Hampshire, she asked the Biden campaign, add an extra debate. The Biden campaign says, yeah, we'll do that, but we want to add three more later on. We'll do one now before New Hampshire, but we want three that might be timed when people are actually watching. Now, we know Debbie Wasserman Schultz set them up so that they would be debates when nobody would watch, weekend evening or on a holiday, things like that. The Clinton campaign agrees to do these debates, but now that it's time to actually do them, Hillary said, I don't think so. I changed my mind. Yeah, she doesn't believe in following through on what she has to say. When does she? But in comes Bernie, or comes up with a great idea, being that Hillary's afraid to debate her. He says, how about a Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump debate before the January 7th elections in California? And they want to do it right here in the state of confusion. So that'll be pretty interesting. Now, what's Hillary going to do? Because Trump has agreed. The only condition that Trump put on the entire issue is the proceeds from the debate, money made on the debate, needs to go to charity. Sounds like a good deal to me. I like that idea. So now what's Hillary going to do? Because if she comes back and says, no, I don't want to be left out, she looks weak. And if she says, stays out, she looks weak. What's going to happen? It's going to be very interesting to see. Because now she's also dealing with that Inspector General report at the State Department where she said, I will comply with the investigations. Yet she doesn't show up when they want to talk to her. Her staff will not show up and answer any questions. And all the prior living secretaries of state did. It's going to be fun watching this stuff. And we have the opportunity of chatting with you about it each morning. You got to love politics. They give us something new to talk about. Hey, we talked last week, Chief Quesada was in from the Anaheim Police Department. Got to give our kudos to the Anaheim Police Department. We did not have anything like what happened in Albuquerque the night before last at the Trump rally yesterday. Great job by our police department. Something to be proud of. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to chat with Elaine Roach. We'll learn about her business, her story. We've also got on deck unparalleled trust, a requirement before listing your house for sale. Stated income loans, no doc loans, coming back 70% loan to value, 30% down payment, and competitive interest rates, really? There's $2 billion to loan on that one. And what you need to know about the Costco American Express divorce, all that and more. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned, we'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. Text PEAR 79564 and get the true equity position you have in your home. One of the real estate professionals in your area will reach out to you. You cannot use those goofy things that come online. They don't work properly. I told you about that with from Zillow yesterday. And if you didn't catch that broadcast, Ron Siegel won on YouTube. What happened to Zillow's CEO? And it'll be about as plain and simple as you can make it to understand why you can't just use those online valuation tools. Unparalleled trust is necessary before listing your house. I chat with you about that regularly. It's your biggest asset in most instances. Your biggest liability would be the mortgage in most instances. So you're not going to trust the person you list your house with? You got to understand that. You got to know them. You got to like them. You got to trust them. We do a lot of vetting for you if you don't know the right people to talk to. And I can introduce you. I don't sell real estate, but I can introduce you to the right people and deal with that. So you got to have enough trust in them that you feel comfortable. They will accomplish four things for you. Sell possibly the largest asset your family owns. Set the correct market value on that asset. And I'm going to share with you, if you want to get the maximum amount for your real estate, the highest possible price, you have to be counterintuitive. List it for a low price. That sounds kind of odd. Ron, why would you list it for a low price if you want to sell it for the most possible money? It's called supply and demand. You only have one house. There is only one like it. And when you get a lot of people coming in to look at it, that's what's going to drive the price up. It's called multiple bids. And then you end up selling the property for more than the list price. And that's perfectly okay. So set the correct market value and then reduce it a little when you're listing the property. Set the time schedule for the liquidation of that asset. Think about this. If you want to sell it quickly, don't you think you want to get a lot of offers for it quickly? Well, that's why you set the price properly. Set a fair fee for the services required to liquidate that asset. Now, here's another one that's counterintuitive. And I just had this with somebody yesterday. It was very, very interesting, the fact that they don't get it. If you go out there and say, well, I'm going to list my house at a low price and I'm going to offer a low commission for it, how many people do you think will show up to look at the property? How many real estate agents are going to put your house on the front burner or the back burner? I want your house on the front burner. If that's going to be the case, then what we want to do is put a good commission for the selling agent. So if you say, okay, look at the market, and if you've got a great agent working for you, they should be able to tell you and show you all of your competition and what they're offering to pay the selling agent for all your competitors, and then raise the commission amount just a little bit. So if your competitors are all getting 2.5% or giving 2.5% to the agent that sells the property, you give 3 or 3.5. Again, it creates demand for your property. More demand means more offers. More offers means people are bidding against each other. When they bid against each other, the price goes up and you end up netting out with more money. I don't care about interest rates. I don't care about commission. All of those things are just factors that go into your home sale. What's important is the bottom line. The bottom line is the bottom line. Think about that. Don't worry about the little stuff. Worry about the big stuff. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. We are going to chat as we continue our journey through honoring veterans, veteran families this week. Talking to Elaine Roach. Elaine's got a very, very fascinating story. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you back with us again. It was a Veterans Day, right around Veterans Week you're in with us. And we got to chat with you a little bit. Let's talk first, before we get into your full story, talk about your business.
Oh, I have a sign company here in Anaheim. It's called Sign Co. We're right here on La Palma.
And what do you do? I mean, obviously, I can guess you probably make signs.
I do make signs. We print on almost anything. We make a lot of political signs, speaking about politics this morning.
In this season, that's probably a good thing.
It is a good thing. We do vehicle graphics and banners and for people's businesses on their frontage.
And is it small stuff, big stuff? Because from what I understand, there's a different focus. I mean, you can go down to the local five and dime store practically.
Right.
Or there's, car dealerships or big massive. Where in the marketplace do you focus, or is it all the above?
It's all of the above.
Okay.
And yeah, we've been doing it for about 40 years, so we have
a day or two.
Little experience, yes.
Now, wait a second. You couldn't be doing it 40 years.
I have been.
Holy. I'm not going to even go there. It'll only get me in trouble. 40 years.
Yes.
So what makes your business unique?
Well, I think it's the experience, actually, because we can help solve whatever things you've dealt with in the past that haven't worked for you. Because we have the experience of the right materials and processes to get the solution you need.
Interesting. So it's probably one of those things that you've either done it or seen it in the past.
Or figure it out in the future.
So what type of people do you deal with mostly?
Well, yesterday we actually did some work for the Nixon Library, which was a great project. They're doing a nice remodel over there. Like I said, we work a lot with the politicians. We work with the auto dealerships. We make thousands and thousands of the inserts when you buy a new car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who is it? Ford, I think, is going to have some new documents that are needed for the F-150. You might want to call them. I heard the 250,000 recall, something like that.
not good.
Yeah, that's not a good one. But if you've got a Ford F-150, you might want to check into that, the newer models. Big recall. So I don't know, maybe there's some documentation or signage they need.
Yeah. Everyone needs signs.
So are your clientele local, national, international?
We work a lot in the community. We work a lot with the city of Anaheim, Anaheim Chamber. We do a lot of work for the 4th of July that's coming up for the parade and that event. And we also ship nationally.
Wow. Okay. So 40 years, you've seen a lot of business cycles. Give us just a story, something that we can, what would you consider as your reason for success? How have you been able to, there's a lot of business, 40 years is a long time, and a lot of businesses can't succeed like that. Is there some nugget that you can give us that will just kind of share that?
Yeah, I think it's changing, paying attention to how the world's changing and changing with it. I actually started in my garage with a paintbrush as a sign painter in 1974. So,
In your garage with a paintbrush.
With a paintbrush. And just in the last year, we actually painted the Disney tower up at the Burbank Studios. We put Mickey Mouse on the big tall water tower up there. So, but there's very few projects that need hand lettering because of the digital process. And so it's changing with that.
Interesting. So you've seen a lot of change then. I mean, obviously when you started, 76, you said?
74.
74. So, I mean, back then we didn't have the, Photoshop and...
We had paintbrushes.
So you actually had to be good at drawing and graphics then, whereas now you can
It's really all an illusion.
Okay. I like that idea. Well, for coming from somebody or when you're chatting with somebody who can't even draw a straight line, to me it's all fascinating. But I mean, the difference, I mean, even I can get a straight line on something now, because of technology. Back then, I mean, you had to really know putting a, if you put a Mickey Mouse on something, it was drawing.
You had to have, a few tricks of the trade, definitely.
It's interesting. We're going to have to chat about some of the tricks of the trade and what's rewarding about being a business owner. And we're going to chat about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More with Elaine Roach when we come back. Signco is the name of her company. We will also chat about stated income loans, no doc loans. They're back. And we're going to have some very interesting information on that. Things you need to know. What is it? What is the divorce between Costco and American Express? What effect has that had on maybe even you? And you might not even know about it. So we're going to chat about all of those things and more when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, over 400,000 of you this month have already checked out replays. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. So about 5 years, well, holy cow, I'm dating myself. About 10 years ago now, 2005, 2006, 2007, all you needed really at that time to get a loan was if you could fog a mirror, you could basically get a loan. Didn't take a whole lot. It was a two-step process. Can you fog the mirror? Yes, you're approved. No problem. Then we got 2007, 8, 9, and it became very difficult and there were challenges at that time. And it wasn't quite the same. You had to go through and get all kinds of documentation. It became very, very difficult to get a loan. And nowadays, there is a lot of media hype about the difficulty in getting a loan, but it's really not true. You can get a loan pretty simple. As long as you can document your income, source your down payment, you have a job, you can document how you're going to repay the loan. That's what the investors want. They want to know, how are they going to get their money back? Well, now we look and see what's going on in the marketplace, and we see that if an investor wants to put their money into ultra-safe locations, they can go into the U.S. 10-year Treasury, and today they're going to get about 1.8, 1.9% return on their money. Investors are not that excited over 1.8 or 1.9% on their money. So what have they done? They've come back and they said, okay, if you are an investor and you want to buy real estate, we will lend you money. And we're going to lend you money. It's not going to be as cheap as that 10-year treasury. Otherwise, they'd put it in the treasury. And it's going to be just slightly more than conventional financing, but you don't have to document your income. You don't have to source everything. You don't, and because of it being non-owner occupied investment properties, they don't have to go through all the same rules and regulations as are required for residential real estate. They also look at it and they say, well, we've got our own money, so we make our own rules. About $2 billion one of the companies has raised, and they came to me and they said, Ron, would you help us spread the word? I said, sure, there's people out there that can use this and it'll help people. $2 billion, 30% down payment, non-owner occupied, so it's investment property. And yes, the interest rate's gonna be a little bit more than what you're gonna pay on a conventional financing, but if you can't get a conventional loan, does it matter? Right, again, I go back to this premise I made in the last segment. I'm not interested in interest rates, they are irrelevant. Now, you don't want to overpay for things, but what's most important is the bottom line. So if you're an investor and you have to pay maybe a point or two more than the market rate, well, it's a cost of doing business, and you just have to look and say, okay, if I buy that property properly, if I make my offer properly, and I include that as one of the line items as an expense, then it doesn't really matter. It's just like, does it matter if you pay $50 too much for an air conditioning unit? Well, if you budget the air conditioning, you don't want to be stupid, of course. But if you budget in the cost of the air conditioning unit for part of your repairs of the property, well, then you've got it made. You don't have to worry about these issues. It's a line item on the project sheet, so it doesn't really matter. Think about that concept. And if you want more information on it, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the folks that have this money available. Again, 800-306-1990. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So we're continuing our conversation with Elaine Roach. SignCo is the name of her company. Fascinating story. 40 years in business. So you've got a very interesting project you're working on now.
I am. I'm very excited about it.
Chat about it. Let's let us know.
Okay. It's
just you and I. No one's listening.
Great. It's called the Wall of Remembrance, and it's a traveling memorial back from Desert Storm through 9/11 and all the current wars. And it has the names of all those that were lost, both of the plane accidents and the Twin Towers, all the way to current times.
So you've actually solved a problem there when you talk about what you're doing, because when you talk about Twin Towers and plane accidents and the various activities, you haven't set an arbitrary location for who's included on this, right? So it's anybody that any of our citizens that we've lost
The global war on terror.
From the global war on terror.
Right.
Wow. So tell me, how do you have a wall that travels?
Well, we're actually printing it at Signco in Anaheim right this very minute. And it's leaving. It's going to be in Riverside this weekend at the Harley Davidson in Riverside with West Coast Motorcycles.
Okay.
So you know about Rolling Thunder that leaves about 10 days ago or a week ago, and they head out to Washington, D.C.
Right.
To the wall. Okay. So this is for the people that can't take 10 days off. And so they do West Coast Thunder in Riverside. And so the new wall is going to be set up. The old wall just was taken down from Irvine and is being retired. It was built to last for one display, and it's actually traveled over 100,000 miles, 35 states, and had 65 setups throughout the United States.
Wow.
Over the last 5 years. And so it's just deteriorated. So now we're building this beautiful new wall. And so I invite everybody to come out to Riverside and see it and pay their respects for those that gave their lives.
And that's a special meaning, has some special meaning for you too.
It does.
So share that with us.
Well, my son is on the Wall of Remembrance. I lost him March 13th, 2004 in Baghdad, Iraq. He was 82nd Airborne Army, and he laid down his life for our freedom.
And boy, I talk about this every morning, that if it wasn't for people like your son, we couldn't do with the things we do every morning, right? I mean, I get up and I talk about what other country can you go to and talk, you know, not share the exact same views as a president or elected, but it's people like your son that have fought for our freedom to be able to have this freedom of speech. And it's an amazing thing. So your story is just fascinating because you're kind of a sandwich.
Well,
not the kind of sandwich we want to be a part of, but.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes. And my son was definitely one of those freedom of speech type people. So he appreciates it. And he believed in what he was doing, and totally would respect what you're doing here today, Ron.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. It actually began 40 years prior to that for me. I was 8 years old, and my father served in the United States Navy, and he was killed over in Vietnam. So I lost my dad in 1964, and I lost my son in 2004 so that we could have freedom of speech.
It's a fascinating story. And one of the things that you shared with me, and unfortunately, when you shared it was after our broadcast last time. Oh. And I want you to talk about this part because it was something that we've talked about many times since, but how people are afraid or nervous to come and talk to you about these issues for fear on the, say in my case, my fear of talking to you about it, that it might be painful.
Right.
Share that thought with us.
Well, actually, it was just a few weeks ago, 60 Minutes, and many of your listeners may have seen that or heard that. And there's an event that happens in San Francisco where they bring the Gold Star families, people that have lost loved ones while serving their country. And they interviewed some people from that. And specifically what I got out of that was, we just want to tell you about our loved ones that we've lost. And that's what we want to. So Memorial Day is, and I think for our kids of today, it's important that we teach them the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Because Memorial Day truly is set aside in memory of those that we've lost.
Right.
And of course, you want to thank any service member for their service at any time, any day. But Memorial Day is really about the memoriam of those that have served our country.
Yeah, and that's a big thing with military families as well. Either the family of those that have passed and those of the military that are retired, they want people to understand there is a big difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how do you know that unless someone talks to you about it?
Right. And the other thing that you've shared, and we're going to talk about this also when we come back more, is the concept that we shouldn't feel uncomfortable about asking you your story.
No, what we want to do is tell you about that person.
Right.
Because they don't stop living for us.
Sure.
Even though they're not physically here, I want to tell you all about my son, and he loved to go fishing, and that he caught a 9.5-pound bass out of East Lake, and that he went snowboarding, and that's what I want to share, because I'm still remembering.
Sure, and there's nothing that we can do or say that really is going to bring something back, right? I mean, and it's a memory that never leaves you.
Yeah, just try it. Also, and tell me about your son. Tell me about your father, and watch the floodgates open.
Amazing information. Yeah. We're going to continue our conversation with Elaine Roach when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're also going to talk about the Costco American Express divorce. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, how about a veteran's loan, the VA loan, best loan on the market, FHA loan, down payment assistance. the friends at VIP Mortgage, they have those programs all available for you. What you need to know about the Costco American Express divorce. Well, it looks like that divorce is finally going to be final. They had to, just like every other divorce, they extended the time period for the divorce. Think about this one. Originally, it was going to be in May. Now, June 20 is the drop-dead date. The Costco cards from American Express, not going to be taken at Costco any longer. Now, just like every other divorce, it had a big impact on American Express. Their stock dropped 6.4%, the largest one-day percentage decline since August of 2011 was when this divorce was announced. Now, you will be able to use Visa. Citigroup is actually putting in a special Costco Visa, and it's going to have a lot of benefits for you. It's offering 4% cash back on your gasoline up to $7,000 per year, 3% cash back on restaurants and eligible travel, 2% cash back on all purchases from Costco and Costco.com, and 1% cash back on other purchases. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Easy for me to say. A lot of benefits to it. American Express's Costco card offered 3% gas cash back. So Costco really went out and said, you know something, we want to give benefits to our members. American Express said, well, we don't want to give that kind of money away. So and kind of like, think about this. What happened with American Express is the same thing that's going to happen with the American worker. American Express said, no, we're not going to give you as much as you want. So Costco said, bye-bye. And 1 in 10 American Express customers are now being affected. Now, think about this. Minimum wage, people are saying, you know something, we want $15 an hour minimum wage. The American business person is saying, bye-bye. And they're coming up with ways of being more productive or eliminating some payroll. So when Costco didn't give in, when the American worker doesn't give in, or I'm sorry, when American Express didn't give in and the American worker doesn't give in and see the big picture, there are some challenges. And you have to understand there are unintended consequences. When American Express said no, they didn't realize that there was other people that were willing to say yes at the same time and see the benefits of the program. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But that is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. We are continuing our conversation this morning with Elaine Roach from SignCo. But I don't know whether it's more important, equally as important, but still fascinating story. Gold Star family.
Yes.
So explain the Gold Star. I mean, I saw that 60 Minutes program. Anybody that didn't go, and you can Google the 60 Minutes program. But explain what a Gold Star family is.
It began in World War I when a soldier would go to war. They would hang, the family would hang a flag in the window. It has a red border with a white center and a blue star in the middle. And that represented that they had someone serving. If that person died, they would stitch a gold star over it. So a gold star family is anyone that's lost someone in war.
And I see now, I think, I don't know if it moves around, but according to that 60 Minute program in San Francisco, they have a gathering each year now for the Gold Star family so they can kind of chat about their experiences. Because, you know, somebody like me, I can talk about it, I can empathize, but until you've walked that walk, and nobody wants to walk that walk, but until you walk that walk, you really can't say you know what someone's going through.
Yeah, it began for me with Sons and Daughters in Touch, SDIT.org, which started 25 years ago, and it's the children that lost their dads in Vietnam. And so every 5 years, we travel to the Vietnam Memorial in D.C. and have Father's Day. And I didn't really think about it. Father's Day just didn't exist for me because I didn't have a father.
Sure.
And so my first Father's Day was in 1992, and I went to the wall, and with about, I think there were about 30 of us at that point, and celebrated Father's Day. And my son, Joel, that I lost in Iraq later, he was 9 years old and went to that first Father's Day, only to find out that my dad's name was not on the wall.
Explain that to us. How could that be?
Well, that's what I thought. How could that be? So my 9-year-old son and I marched over to the Pentagon and said, excuse us. That's when you could still go in the Pentagon.
Sure. Yeah. A little different today.
And we said, excuse us, there's an error. And so, you know, we need to have it corrected. And so I spoke with Tim Trant, who was the casualty officer for the Navy branch. And he was the person that would approve to have it added. So I filled out the forms and submitted it. And took several months. It came back and they said, oh, I'm sorry, your father's plane went down 3 degrees outside the combat zone. So it doesn't fit the criteria to be added to the wall.
Wow. And nowadays, I mean, in addition to, you know, you and your son seeing that on the wall would be very, very meaningful, obviously. But nowadays also there's a big difference in government responsibility based on designations, right? Because that would then technically be not killed in action. Is that correct or am I missing?
No, he's definitely killed in action. We got the benefits. He's got all of the...
But just not the recognition on the wall.
Well, what happened and since that happened, there's been a lot of publicity about the problem with that. And so I've actually met the man that signed the casualty report. He's on board with me trying to get this corrected. He was there. He has all the flight reports. My dad flew 22 missions up and down the coast of Vietnam, responding to the Gulf of Tonkin. Okay, so this is at the very, very beginning, is 1964, October of 64. And at that time, Paul Senden is his name. And he said, at that time, we don't know what's it forward thinking. We don't know that this memorial is going to be built. So we're just, you know, documenting on a regular basis.
Sure.
Well, what happens later is President Johnson sets an arbitrary line in the middle of the ocean and calls it the combat zone, not knowing that it would somehow impact.
Wow. That's amazing. And you've been battling this for how many years now?
25 years.
25 years.
Yes.
To get the... I mean, we know that the government moves slow, but 25 years to do the right thing.
Correct.
And and now you actually had the opportunity of meeting President Obama.
I did. I had breakfast with him 3 years ago on Memorial Day in the White House and spoke to him about having that corrected.
Unbelievable. And what is his response or what's happened since then?
Nothing's happened with President Obama, but I also met...
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, we got to... Amazing.
Right? At the time, he was very concerned and wanted to help, but...
While you're there in the presence.
Correct.
Well, if anybody is listening right now who has some access, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, Elaine is still fighting this battle on behalf of doing what's the right thing, on behalf of her dad. Now, we're going to continue this battle. We're going to continue talking every time we can about this mission until it is corrected. Tell us quickly again, we only got about 10 seconds. Where's the Wall of Remembrance going this weekend?
It's going to be in Riverside this weekend at Harley with West Coast Thunder.
West Coast Thunder. And remember, I mean, it's an amazing feat. There are a lot of people that have fought, so we can do what we do every single day. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, and I ask... Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate Elaine Roach coming in, sharing her story with us. Big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.